We're keeping an eye on a volatile livestock trade and stock market to start the week. The S&P 500 endured its worst week since mid-March last week. The Dow will battle at the 34,000 level here early week, the last time it traded below that, July the 7th. Bond yields continue at 15-year highs. Crude oil starts over $91 a barrel and gold back near $2,000 an ounce. All of this and a weaker livestock trade, mostly a recalculation after the Federal Reserve indicated more interest rate hikes are coming in the fourth quarter. This is the Bottom Line Report. Refuel your farm equipment for free thanks to Kloss. Register to win $10,000 worth of free farm diesel. Go to fuel.kloss.com. We end the month and end the third quarter of the week ahead. Daily trade volume looks to continue light in the grain and livestock trade, at least early week. A few more sellers could show up taking profits as we move to the end of the week and that quarterly grain stocks report. Interesting, one observer stated anyone who wants to be long in this market, grain or livestock, is already long. We would look for December corn holding recent lows near 465, 467 the week ahead. November soybeans hard-pressed to hold $13, but we think they will. Kansas City December wheat finding buyers this week if they go below 718, 720. I'm Mark Oppold, wishing you a profitable day and a profitable week ahead.